This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News. Sports news doesn't stop. And we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. I'm feeling extra good on this Friday morning. I hope you are as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, protecting the county, the state, the country right now. Shout out to y'all. Salute. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I'm right here with you. I know the vibes. Shout out to all my people that's in the bed right now as well. Go ahead and get up. If you got to get up, get your Friday started off right. Don't be late. I'm sure you've had a great week. And keep that going. Just go ahead and get yourself up and get ready for whatever you need to get ready for, whether it's a job interview, whatever. Go ahead and get ready for it. Or if you get to stay in the bed and you're just up naturally by habit, what's up? Just go ahead and keep rocking with the boy until maybe you fall back asleep. But anywho, we're going to try and keep you alive and awake and get your day started off even earlier than usual. But anywho, oh my goodness. Hold on. I'm sorry. MLB Network is on the television, and this dude had a snake, and I hope that wasn't an actual diamondback because those are obviously very poisonous. I'm sure it probably wasn't, but this man kissed a snake, and I can't not confirm that it wasn't a diamondback. I'm sorry, in person, I don't hate them, but I'm very much afraid of snakes. Very much afraid of snakes. Anywho, by the way, the Diamondbacks did win last night. They did get one game, so they are now trailing 2-1 in the NLCS to the Philadelphia Phillies. Go Diamondbacks. But anywho, we got some business to take care of. We got some things to talk about. The main thing being the Atlanta Falcons, as we continue to get you ready for Falcons and Buccaneers happening on Sunday, a battle for first place in the NFC South. First and foremost, you already know I got to tell you, you can hear every single Atlanta Falcons game, including the one on Sunday right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. It all gets started on Sunday with the Wade Ford tailgate show. John Fricke, Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick get going at 9 a.m. They take you from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then they hand things off to the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, where Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson give you pregame coverage from 11 to 1. And then West Durham, Dave Archer bringing you the call of Falcons and Buccaneers live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, as the Falcons, again, try to get their first road victory of the year and try to win a road game that I have now learned they have not won since 2020? It's been that long? My goodness gracious. Oh, man. Falcons have not won a road game in 3 years. We got to snap that. We have to snap that on Sunday. Point blank, period. 3 years? It couldn't have been that long. Okay, I read it wrong. I'm good. My goodness, let me stop. Week three of last year. Still a long time, but week three of last year. I'm glad I read that wrong. I was like, ain't no way I read that right. I had to have read that wrong. Okay, they have not won a road game since week three of last year. I was like, I could have swore they won a game on a road last year, and they did. Week three. in Seattle, by the way. That's what it was. They won in Seattle. So there you go. But because I was like, most definitely ain't been that long. Ain't no way, because we would have been talking about this more leading up to this game. But no, the Falcons won in Seattle week three last year. But that was the last time they did win a road game. So week three of last year. I knew that three was in the wrong spot. Anywho, I'm sorry if I gave you a little mini heart attack there. But the Falcons have a very important road game, obviously, trying to get a road win. And look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a solid team. They've been playing well. But again, I talked about this, I think, on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. But, and again, I know you don't control your opponents. You only play who you can play. But to me, the Buccaneers ain't really played nobody. They haven't played anybody. And I think we're better than the teams that they've played, quite honestly. Well, the teams they've beaten, let me say that, because they have lost to some good teams. But all the teams they've beaten don't shock me. I think we would beat them too. So the Buccaneers and what they've done this season as far as getting wins hasn't necessarily impressed me. They beat the Bears. Okay, good. I mean, it's a team you're supposed to beat if you're the Buccaneers. You lost to the Eagles. Again, that's a very – we obviously know the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders. And by the way, week one, circling back to week one, they beat the Vikings by 3, 20-17. Okay, I feel like we would do about the same with the Vikings. I feel like we could beat the Vikings for sure. So that was week one. Week two, they beat the Bears. And again, I feel like we would beat the Bears. I mean, we'll see. We're going to play these same two teams in the Vikings and the Bears. As I said, they lost to the Eagles in week three. Not really a surprise there. They did beat the Saints 26-9. Again, I feel like we would beat the Saints as well. And they lost to the Lions 20-6. We also lost to the Lions. So, again, their wins aren't super impressive to me. So, I'm not trying to discredit anything they've done this season. I'm not trying to say they're not a good team. But there's no reason us as Falcons fans should be overly concerned or scared about what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to do. Now, we do have to find a better way to get Vita Vea blocked, because he has eaten our offensive line's breakfast, lunch, and dinner last few matchups, especially last year. And he's been doing just about the same this year. He's been wreaking havoc all over the defensive line, getting in the backfields of all his opponents. One thing, though, to keep an eye on, Vita Vea is questionable, and reports came out yesterday that he was not at the open part of practice. Now, if you don't know, part of NFL practices for teams are open to the media. Other parts are not. Really, only the beginning part of practice is open to the media. Then the rest of practice is closed. So reports came out that Vita Vea was not at the open part of practice. Obviously, nobody really knows if he was at the closed part of practice. But he is on the Buccaneers injury report. He is listed as questionable. So that is a development to keep your eye on. If Vita Vea does not play, that is a huge, huge loss for the Buccaneers and a huge, huge gain for the Atlanta Falcons. Because, again, Vita Vea is just a straight-up game wrecker. Don't know how else to put it. And just in case what you're wondering the issue is for Vita Vea, he suffered a foot injury during last Sunday's loss to the Lions. So he was not on the field at all during the open portion of practice. Now, that, again, doesn't mean he wasn't at practice, because he could have been in the facility at that time getting treatment or something else. But the real thing to watch out for is if Vita Vea practices today. If he practices today, there's a good chance he goes. Even if he's a limited participant, probably a solid chance he still plays. If he doesn't practice today, though, then that's when you probably think, okay, there's a real chance he might not play Friday's usually always the indicator of whether a guy's going to play or not. If they don't practice on Friday, probably not going to play. Now, if they do practice on Friday, they probably are going to play. So that is definitely something to keep your eye on, though, the health status of Vita Vea, because, again, he ate our breakfast, lunch, and dinner last year and pretty much all the times he's faced us. So it would be big for the Falcons not to have to face Vita Vea, and obviously it would be huge, a huge, huge loss for the Buccaneers if Vita Vea cannot go. Now, the rest of that defense is pretty solid, too. Obviously, Shaquille Barrett is a linebacker that can wreak havoc as well. Lavonte David, just a veteran player who can still get the job done. They still got dudes all around that defense. But that doesn't mean, again, the Falcons won't be able to move the ball against the Buccaneers. They're susceptible in the passing game. They're pretty good in the run game. I mean, with a guy like Vita Vea clogging up the middle, you can see why. But in the passing game, they are susceptible to some plays. So, again, this will be a nice opportunity for Desmond Ridder to bounce back. And, look, even though this team is, you know, okay against the run, I would still like to see the Falcons find some footing in the running game, because it seems like they haven't been able to find a real good footing in the running game since probably week two when they rushed for 211, I think it was, against Green Bay. Now, they did rush for, I think, 150, a little over one, or no, 130. It was 131 against the Texans, I believe. But either way it goes, I would like to see them, have a big game on the ground and just get a nice ground game established as well. Now, that being said, they did rush for over 100 yards last week. I think it was 106 they rushed for last week. So it's not bad. I don't want to say they've been miserable in the running game, because that's just not true. But a team that a lot of the season last year in 2022 ran for 150-plus yards. Now, mind you, that was way more part of their offense than it was this season. And Arthur Smith has talked about that, how the passing game has evolved and their offense has changed and evolved and things of that nature. So I get all of that, but still would like to see them get the running game going early, get Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, maybe a couple of nice runs early, maybe for some first downs, and get those two guys in a rhythm. But as long as we can move the ball on offense some way, somehow, honestly, I'm not going to complain too much. And again, this is a big, big game for the Falcons in the division. Whether it's a must-win or not, it's debatable. I can't necessarily – the only thing I'll say about this, if it's a must-win, I mean, it's not like their season's going to be over. It's not even like they're going to be done playing the Bucs. They're going to play the Bucs one more time after this in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're going to have plenty of more division games. They'll be 1-1 in the division. It's not like they'll be 0-2 in the division if they lose this game. They've already won their first division game when they beat the Panthers in week one. So for where the Falcons are at right now, I can't call it a must win. You really want to win this game, and it'll be definitely a big punch to the gut if you lose it. But I don't think it's a knockout blow. Not a knockout blow, just a blow that takes a lot of wind out of you. You know, you might have to catch your breath for a minute after you get hit with this one if you lose. So hopefully the Falcons get the job done, but it's not a must win in my eyes. Okay. When we get back, I'm going to let you hear some from some Atlanta Falcons players. Chris Lindstrom, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata. They all spoke to the media yesterday. We'll let you hear what they had to say and how they're feeling about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how they're getting ready for the Buccaneers. Grady Jarrett talks about having a running mate like David Onyemata in the inside. And Chris Lindstrom says he's getting ready for everybody, no matter who's on the injury report. You'll hear it all next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you're doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my early gym goers. And even shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. Appreciate all you tuning in. We're 20 minutes away from Grilling Dylan. You know how we do it on a Friday. Need your Falcons score predictions as well. So anything you want to talk about, movies, sports, life, music, don't matter. Whatever you want to get into, we will talk about it. But I also need a Falcons versus Buccaneers score prediction at the end of whatever you got to say. Or if you want to talk about the Falcons and give a score prediction at the end, that is totally fine too. Whatever you want to do. We'll do it in about 19 minutes now in Grilling Dylan. We'll have the phone lines open for you. But in the meantime, let's let you hear from some Atlanta Falcons. Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Chris Lindstrom spoke to the media yesterday, and they had some interesting things to say. So I'm very interested to hear this one. Let's start with Chris Lindstrom. He was talking about the mentality of the offensive line heading into Tampa Bay. And I'm interested to hear his answer because it was very interesting. Mike Johnson, who we'll talk to a little bit in the morning shift, he was talking about how he's been, you know, watching film and he's noticed something. And as a former offensive lineman, I'm starting to perk my ears up because of the former offensive lineman that Mike Johnson is, you know, he knows the ins and outs of that position better than anybody around here. So he started talking about how Chris Lindstrom has started blocking differently in pass protection and how he's been attacking the guys in front of him in pass protection. Obviously, in run blocking, you're going forward. You're trying to move guys forward, and that's how it works in run blocking. That's why offensive linemen love running the ball so much because they get to initiate the contact. But in pass protection, it's usually a little bit different. Pass protection, obviously, they're backpedaling a little bit and trying to, you know, just stop the guy in front of them and backpedaling, trying to mirror block. That's the real term for it, is they're trying to mirror block and just stay in front of the dude that's in front of them. But he was talking about how Chris Lindstrom is really just taking the fight to his opponent, even in pass protection. And how that's really been helping him out as a pass protector. And I thought that was very interesting. And that's a very interesting adjustment by Chris Lindstrom. So knowing that now, I'm even more interested to hear in what Chris Lindstrom has to say when it comes to the mentality of this offensive line.
I mean, obviously, we have a great opponent, a great divisional opponent in Tampa, and so it's a great challenge every time. You know, they've been statistically one of the top five defenses, and we know that going in, but just really focus on the fundamentals for us and finishing out the, you know, straining through everything. And it's really good just to focus on the small things. And that's I know people have talked about it, right? You can't ride the emotions of everything. And it's just the way we work. And trust in that, you know, we come in here, we've had a Wednesday and a Thursday now where it's been really good, really focused practices, and that's all you can do. And just thankful for the guys we came in this room that we were able to come in and have two great days already.
So two great days of practice, Chris Lindstrom says, as they continue to get ready for Sunday. And look, I honestly don't think, at least the past couple of games, the offensive line hasn't honestly been that bad in pass protection. I think they've been a lot better. And, you know, we just talked about the adjustment that Chris Lindstrom has made in pass protection. I think this team has been a lot better, and this offensive line specifically has been a lot better when it comes to protecting Desmond Ridder and giving Desmond Ridder time. I mean, you've seen he's been able to take some deep shots and throwing it to Van Jefferson deep, a couple times to Drake London. I mean, he's had some time to take some shots. And part of the reason, too, is schematically they've done a solid job of getting Desmond on some bootlegs as well. That's helping the pass protection. So, you know, there's some scheme behind it as well. But just overall, I think the offensive line has been starting to be better in pass protection, and hopefully that continues on Sunday. And again, that's a solid defensive line there in Tampa. And speaking of which, Chris Lindstrom, talking to the media yesterday, talked about how we talked about in the opening segment that Vita Vea is questionable. Well, Chris Lindstrom said he don't care nothing about that. He's still preparing for every D lineman he could possibly see, even when guys are on the injury report.
Not really. If a guy's going to be out, he's going to be out. But, like, you fully anticipate he's going to play and you prepare for it. You'd much rather prepare everything that he's going to play every snap and then have them not play. And, you know, part of the thing that, you know, I was fortunate to have great role models in Jake is, you know, you prepare for everybody. So we prepare from Vita to, you know, practice squad. So it's just like, You have that information, you have all that stuff, and then on game day you kind of just adjust. But if you'd rather be over prepared than not ready, if that makes sense.
That's right, Chris Lindstrom. Stay ready, so you got to get ready. That's all it comes down to. Make sure you are ready for Vita Vea. That way, when Vita Vea walks out there, you aren't like, oh snap, I'm about to get my lunch. You don't want to be obviously in that position. And I don't think Chris Lindstrom will be. I think they'll be ready. But either way it goes, offensive line has to continue to play well. And again, like I said, hopefully they can start getting some footing in the running game. You know, they've been better pass protection-wise, and now hopefully they can start to get some more legs in the running game and some more footing in the running game as well. I do want to move to Dave Huxtable. He joined the morning shift yesterday, and then we'll get back into some players. But I do want to touch on Dave Huxtable joining the morning shift yesterday, a senior defensive assistant for the Atlanta Falcons, and switching over to the Falcons defensively. What is this? What more can this Falcons defense do? Well, there are some things Dave Huxtable believes. And he talked about that yesterday with the morning shift when they asked him, you know, what more can this defense do and what areas does this defense still need to focus on?
As a coach, you're never satisfied, never satisfied. You can't ever get to that point, and you need to make sure that that message is relayed to the players. We've had some success defensively, but can't be satisfied. The area probably that we would need to work the most on to get better in is creating takeaways. We haven't done as good a job in that area of creating takeaways, whether it's stripping a ball or, you know, picking a ball off. We need to work better, and we're doing that this week. Every week we put an emphasis on it, but we're really focusing and concentrating in that area this week with the defense. But that would be the biggest area that I think we, as a coaching staff, has seen where we need improvement is just getting the ball. It's all about the ball. We need to get the ball more to create more opportunities for our offense or score on defense.
That's right. It is all about the ball. And obviously, Jesse Bates has those two interceptions in week one. He gets another interception, I believe, in week two against Jordan Love as well. But, I mean, there could be more takeaways, and more turnovers would be great. Now, again, this defense has been playing very, very well, and they've definitely given the Falcons offense plenty of opportunities. But if there is something to say that the Falcons defense can do more of and what area they can hone in on and possibly get better, it is takeaways. Coach Huxtable is right on that. Okay, let's go back to hearing from some players. Let's hear from one of the best big men on that Falcons defensive line himself while we're focusing on the defense in Grady Jarrett. And, you know, we've talked about in years past before how nice it would be to get a running mate next to Grady Jarrett, a big guy, because Grady is big. Don't get me wrong. He's a big, big fella. But as far as height-wise, he's a little bit shorter on the height. Obviously, he's got the muscle, and he's got the gains to be a defensive lineman. But height-wise, he's a little bit shorter for a defensive lineman. So we always talked about in the past of, you know, how much better Grady would be if he could get a big guy next to him. And they did that this offseason by bringing in David Onyemata in a free agency. And Grady Jarrett talked about how nice it's been and how cool it's been partnering with David Onyemata this season.
Yeah, man, from the beginning, you know, I knew he was going to be a great addition, you know, a great compliment, you know, to me as a player and to me to him as well, because obviously having familiarity in the division for so many years, I was excited when we signed him. And I mean, it's just been since day one, man, we've just been putting in work together, you know, trying to find ways we can make each other better. And I think it's been going really well. I think it's another level we could take it to. And he would be the first to tell you, you know, we always working to try to get better.
That's right. And look, that is quite the duo on the inside. And David Onyemata has come on strong here the last couple of games. And I'm sure that's because, you know, obviously Grady Jarrett's having to get attention. And now David Onyemata getting some one-on-one coverage. And he's been taking advantage of it as well. So the defense hopefully can get some more takeaways on Sunday and give the offense some extra opportunities. And speaking of the offense, let's actually go back to Arthur Smith, because he talked about how he can make things easier for Desmond Ridder. Obviously, a 3-interception game, not good last week against the Commanders. And so Arthur Smith talked about how, you know, he can make things easier for Desmond, you know, maybe simplify some things for him and, you know, just put him in a better position to succeed as a quarterback. So he talked about that the other day, a Wednesday, when he talked to the media and held his press conference, and here's what he had to say when it comes to making things easier for Desmond Ridder.
It's all more than the quarterback. There's a lot of logistics, and I gave you those numbers
right
to understand that, like, there's certain things we do, you know, a lot of different mechanisms. You know, we won a lot of games playing really well situationally. We have. We didn't last week, right? And we played from behind. We got ourselves in a hole. Some things creeped up. Again, all of them are different, but that's – it's not a crisis. It shouldn't happen. You got to fix it. But we've won some close games, you know, working situations and not having to put our defense back out and letting Kugo kick it and go home. And so we just did it the week before. The problem was, like I said, we put ourselves in a hole, and there are a couple of things logistically. And so when you're playing quarterback and you're trying to do a couple of things and you got to rearrange a guy, that clock's going. So, again, that comes back to the logistics and being cleaner. And we all got to do better. I said it all week. It's not on one person. And it certainly makes it hard to play quarterback when your eyes aren't looking up and you can't make your checks, because that's what the NFL is.
Yeah, and what Arthur Smith was alluding to there, Desmond not being able to get his eyes up and make his checks, is, you know, seemed like the timing between getting the play in and Desmond getting the play and being able to relay it to his team, it seemed like that was off last week. And I mean, it kind of seems like Arthur said as much. Desmond obviously wasn't going to throw his coach in the bus. He hasn't said that, but it seems like Arthur has alluded to that. And that was actually when he joined Dukes and Bell on Wednesday. So obviously there are some things Arthur Smith is going to have to do better, and he's going to have a bounce back week himself. And obviously Desmond's going to try to bounce back as well. But yeah, I mean, coach, if you're calling the plays, you got to help out your play caller there and the quarterback, and maybe whether it's getting the play in earlier or what have you. But obviously the communication between Arthur Smith and the sideline in general to Desmond Ridder has to be better, because it seemed like, again, it was a little off last week as well. But I think it should be a fairly entertaining game. I do think the Falcons are going to bounce back. I think they'll make some plays on defense. I honestly think Baker Mayfield is going to throw us the ball. I think I'm feeling an interception or two coming on this game. I feel like Jesse Bates is going to get himself another one. You know, there have been times where he's been close to baiting some quarterbacks into throwing him the football, and he almost had one. Was it last game or the game before? I think it might have been against the Texans. He almost got C.J. Stroud to throw him one. I think he just may have dropped it or something like that. But the Falcons have been close interception-wise the past couple of games. So hopefully they can get themselves another one. But I'm feeling Baker Mayfield might throw Atlanta the ball a couple of times on Sunday. And hopefully the defense can take advantage of that. And offense can take advantage of that if that does happen as well. All right, what are you feeling is going to happen on Sunday when the Falcons go to Raymond James Stadium to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? It's Grill and Dylan. We're going to do it next. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it, whether it's the Falcons, whether it's the Braves, Hawks. They have their final preseason game tonight as well. You can hear that on 92.9 The Game tonight, by the way. Flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks as well. So if you want to talk about sports, we can do that. If you want to talk about movies, we can do that. Life, music, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next. But on a Friday, I need your Falcons score predictions as well. 404-726-0929 is the number you call. That is 404-726-0929. That's the number you want to call to get in the game and participate in this Friday edition of Grill and Dylan. Want your Falcon score predictions as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Final segment here on the Hometown Take for the week. Appreciate you tuning in all week. Hope you've had a great week thus far and hope you got a great weekend planned. Hope whether you're doing absolutely nothing or got plans. By the way, that reminds me, speaking of plans, happy birthday to my older brother, Eric. Shout out to you, Eric. Happy birthday to you. I do not think he's awake right now. He might be. But either way, happy birthday, Eric. And also, happy birthday to my nephew, Eric's son, Alex. His birthday was actually yesterday. I forgot to shout him out. But happy birthday, Alex. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. He was born a day before his diddy. So, happy birthday to Alex. And Eric, I will be at Alex's birthday party on Saturday. But 404-726-0929, that is the number, by the way, to get in the game. We're doing Grill and Dylan right now. And if you got anything to say about the Atlanta Falcons, you got some thoughts, you got a take or so for a preview, you want to talk about that, we can get you in there now. And if you want to talk about, again, sports, music, movies, life, it don't matter. We can talk about it right now at 404-726-0929. Also, you got to give me a Falcons score prediction as well. So yeah, we can talk about whatever you want, but at the end, you got to give me a Falcons score prediction for Falcons versus Buccaneers. But yeah, I'll be at Alex's birthday party on tomorrow. We'll see what time I wake up because I'm definitely still sleeping in for sure. And, you know, his birthday party starts at 12:30, so I should be up by then. But, you know, I can make no promises. I sleep in hard on Saturdays. So we'll see what happens there. But we will head out to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Again, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it right now on Grillin' Dylan, 404-726-0929.
Got something you want to say?
Now's the time to say it. Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right, let's do it again, 404-726-0929, if you want to get in the game. Let's go out to Dwight. Dwight is calling up. Dwight, what is on your mind, man? You're on 92.9 The Game. What's going on?
What's happening, Dylan?
Not much, man. I just got Rob Tribble. Robbie's in the studio, and he just tried to fight me. I don't know what. Robbie's got an extra coffee in his veins this morning. Shout out to Rob Tribble.
He'll
be on the wrong. Oh, what's going on, Dwight?
You need to put him on the Falcons game. They need some fight.
All right, right, exactly. Yeah, we need that up performance. So we need to get him a jersey, man.
They need some fire in there.
My thoughts on the
Falcons is this, and really my ultimate thing is it comes down to coaching because that Ritter thing is a decision making. You know, he's playing because you're letting him play.
Right.
To me, they're doing the same thing they did with Dan Quinn did with Vic Beasley. Oh, he's going to get better. Quinn was saying either he's going to hate him, he's going to love him, he's going to hate him either way. That never happened. And yep. Beasley's not even in the league right now. Really, it's just proven he just don't got it. It's okay for him not to have it. He needs to be like Jordan Love do. Sit down. Be behind Aaron Rodgers for a year or two. Jordan playing well now. Falcons need a veteran quarterback. Somebody get out there that can demonstrate and get the job done. And it's not just that quarterback position, because we spoke the other day, too, about that decision-making. You know, the kicking the field goal, or you're 8 yards out, and you want to run the ball, you're 3 yards in, and you want to throw the ball. That's just bad, this poor decision-making. So a lot of this, I contribute to the coaching as so much as the players. So I hope they'll get that thing together this weekend. And my predictions is, if the Falcons win, it's going to be because of the defense.
Okay. Hey, that's not a bad prediction. Hey, real quick, Dwight, you got an actual score prediction? You got to give me something.
I don't think it's going to be a very, very low-scoring game. It might be something like 17-20.
Okay. I like that. Dwight, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, brother. Thank you for calling up. We got a couple more we need to get to here, so I'm going to keep it moving. But to Dwight's comments real quick, I don't think, again, we've seen enough from Desmond Ridder to determine whether he is the guy or not. That is my personal opinion. I don't think he's had enough time to let us know whether he's the guy or not. A veteran quarterback, I mean, I don't know who's really out there to get or who was out there to get. I mean, maybe Derek Carr again, maybe a Kirk Cousins at the end of this season. I mean, we'll see. But we got to keep running through the lines here. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. Let's go out to my guy, Haitian Dave, riding around here in the city of the ATL. Haitian Dave, what's going on, my guy? Good to hear from you.
Yo.
What up, though?
What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. Nah, we just chilling, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, bro. I'm alive and well, man. Good to hear your voice this morning, man.
Yes,
I want to say, let me say happy birthday to your brother and your nephew as well. Happy belated, young king.
Salute to you.
Thank you, sir. Hope you guys have a great time Saturday. I'm going to say this. My prediction, 28-20, Falcons.
Yeah.
Jeff Okuda. Listen, check me out. Jeff Okuda. Big time interception as a Falcon. That boy's a dog. Y'all don't sleep on Jeff Okuda now. He's 20. I think I seen something that he was 26 out of ranked number 26 out of the cornerback. He came back balling, came back with a vengeance. I'm definitely taking the Falcons 28-17, 28-20, something like that. But we got that one. Again, have a great weekend, brother. I appreciate all you do, brother. I appreciate your show, man. You're killing it, brother. Keep it going.
Hey, appreciate that, Haitian Dave. Much love to you, brother. Appreciate the birthday shout outs for my brother and his son, my nephew as well. So thank you for that, my guy. Appreciate you. And I like it. I like it, Haitian Dave. Interception from Jeff Okuda really cements his spot here in the ATL because, again, he has been playing very well, and Haitian Dave gave you a little nugget there. He saw where he's ranked 26 amongst cornerbacks right now. So, again, Jeff Okuda, like Haitian Dave said, he came back. He's been balling ever since he came back from injury, honestly. So he's been playing well, and hopefully he can get himself an interception. I would love to see that, and obviously 28-20 win for the Falcons. I'll take it, Haitian Dave. I'll take it. So I appreciate you calling up, homie. Appreciate the love as well. All right, one more here before we talk to the morning shift. Let's head out to Atlanta still. Let's go to Ramil. Ramil is calling up. He wants to get in the game. Ramil, what you got for me?
What's going on, boss?
Not much, boss.
Hey, everybody at the station keep like putting out the question like how much faith you got in Will Ridder, how much longer should we let him play?
Yeah.
I think the real question is how much faith we got in Arthur Smith, how much longer should we put up with Arthur Smith?
Mm.
I heard people at the radio say he's an offensive genius. Where's the evidence to that? What situation has he ever developed a quarterback? I mean, he had a great running game in Tennessee, but
right. That's
Derrick Henry. He can do that with or without him.
Right.
I think that's a real question. How much patience we got in Arthur Smith? I think the Kyle Shanahan had his same personnel, his offense will be coming. It's ironic. The defensive side of the ball is balling up. But Arthur Smith ain't got nothing to do with the defensive side of the ball, though. He ain't touching that at all. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we need to start looking at the coach instead of the quarterback. Just the quarterback. My prediction is probably 21-17 Bucks.
I appreciate it, Ramil. And look, I definitely understand where you're coming from because, again, Arthur Smith, he has plenty of blame in that last game as well. So I get it. And as far as this offense goes, again, it's not all on Desmond Ridder, but I also don't think it's also on Arthur Smith. I mean, Desmond Ridder does have to play better. That interception he had in the end zone, that's all on Desmond Ridder. I mean, there's nothing you can really say to necessarily defend Desmond Ridder. You got to throw it out of the back of the end zone if nothing is there. So I get it. There is frustration with Arthur Smith as well. And, you know, there could be some questions about him. We thought, you know, with his background and what he did in Tennessee, we thought the offense would be humming a little bit better. But again, he is still trying to mold and develop a young quarterback as well. So again, I think we do need a little bit more patience with both of these guys as well. We got to remember, Arthur Smith is still a young head coach. I mean, there are things he's still trying to learn as head coach. He's what, in year three as a head coach? Because he was a first-time head coach when he came to Atlanta. So I think we forget sometimes that Arthur Smith is still a young head coach himself. I mean, this is only his third year out here, you know what I'm saying? So, again, hopefully both Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder have a better showing, and we shall see on Sunday. As far as my score prediction goes, I'll give you mine real quick before we talk to the morning shift. I think the Falcons get not one, but two interceptions against Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go ahead and say they get a fumble recovery as well. Give me three turnovers for the Falcons defense. And as far as the offense, I like Haitian Dave's number at 28. Give me 28-24. Falcons win it, and they get themselves a good road victory. Their first road victory since week three of last year in Seattle, and they take sole possession of first place of the NFC South. And we're having a good day on Monday, you know what I'm saying? But that's it for the most of the this Friday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll come back, talk to the morning shift, Rob Tribble, who again tried to come in here and fight me earlier. Nah, it was all good, though. And Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll talk to them, chop it up with them, see what they got coming up on a Friday edition of the morning shift. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Final segment here on the Hometown Take for the week. Appreciate you tuning in all week. Hope you've had a great week thus far, and hope you got a great weekend planned. Hope whether you're doing absolutely nothing or got plans. By the way, that reminds me, speaking of plans, happy birthday to my older brother, Eric. Shout out to you, Eric. Happy birthday to you. I do not think he's awake right now. He might be. But either way, happy birthday, Eric. And also, happy birthday to my nephew, Eric's son, Alex. His birthday was actually yesterday. I forgot to shout him out. But happy birthday, Alex. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. He was born a day before his diddy. So, happy birthday to Alex. And Eric, I will be at Alex's birthday party on Saturday. But 404-726-0929, that is the number, by the way, to get in the game. We're doing Grillin' Dylan right now. And if you got anything to say about the Atlanta Falcons, you got some thoughts, you got a take or so for a preview, you want to talk about that, we can get you in there now. And if you want to talk about, again, sports, music, movies, life, it don't matter. We can talk about it right now at 404-726-0929. You got to give me a Falcons score prediction as well. So yeah, we can talk about whatever you want, but at the end, you got to give me a Falcons score prediction for Falcons versus Buccaneers. But yeah, I'll be at Alex's birthday party on on tomorrow. We'll see what time I wake up, because I'm definitely still sleeping in for sure. And, you know, his birthday party starts at 12:30, so I should be up by then. But, you know, I can make no promises. I sleep in hard on Saturdays. So we'll see what happens there. But we will head out to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Again, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it right now on Grillin' Dylan, 404-726-0929.
Got something you want to say?
Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right, let's do it again, 404-726-0929. If you want to get in the game, let's go out to Dwight. Dwight is calling up. Dwight, what is on your mind, man? You're on 929 The Game. What's going on?
What's happening, Dylan?
Not much, man. I just got Rob Tribble. Robbie's in the studio. He just tried to fight me. I don't know what. Robbie's got extra coffee in his veins this morning. Shout out to Rob Tribble. He'll be on the wrong. Oh, what's going on, Dwight?
You need to put them on the Falcons game. They need some fight.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, we need that performance. So we need to give him a jersey, man.
They need some fire in there.
My thoughts on the
Falcons is this. And really, my ultimate thing is it comes down to coaching, because that Ritter thing is a decision-making. You know, he's playing because you're letting him play.
Right.
To me, they're doing the same thing they did with Dan Quinn did with Vic Beasley. Oh, he's going to get better. Quinn was saying either he's going to hate him, he's going to love him, they're going to hate him either way. That never happened. And yep. Beasley is not even in the league right now. Ritter is just proving he just don't got it. It's okay for him not to have it. He needs to be like Jordan Love do. Sit down. Be behind the Aaron Rodgers for a year or two. Jordan playing well now. Falcons need a veteran quarterback. Somebody get out there that can demonstrate and get the job done. And it's not just that quarterback position, because we spoke the other day, too, about that decision-making, you know, the kicking the field goal, or you're 8 yards out and you want to run the ball, you're 3 yards in and you want to throw the ball. That's just bad, this poor decision-making. So a lot of this I contribute to the coaching as so much as the players. So I hope they'll get that thing together this weekend. And my predictions is, if the Falcons win, it's going to be because of the defense.
Okay. Hey, that's not a bad prediction. Hey, real quick, Dwight, you got an actual score prediction? You got to give me something.
I think it's going to be a very, very low-scoring game. It might be something like 17-20.
Okay. I like that. Dwight, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, brother. Thank you for calling up. We got a couple more we need to get to here, so I'm going to keep it moving. But to Dwight's comments real quick, I don't think, again, we've seen enough from Desmond Ritter to determine whether he is the guy or not. That is my personal opinion. I don't think he's had enough time to let us know whether he's the guy or not. A veteran quarterback, I mean, I don't know who's really out there to get or who was out there to get. I mean, maybe Derek Carr again, maybe a Kirk Cousins at the end of this season. I mean, we'll see. But we got to keep running through the lines here. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. Let's go out to my guy, Haitian Dave, riding around here in the city of the ATL. Haitian Dave, what's going on, my guy? Good to hear from you.
Yo.
What up, though?
What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. Nah, we just chilling, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, bro. I'm alive and well, man. Good to hear your voice this morning, man.
Yes,
I want to say, let me say happy birthday to your brother and your nephew as well. Happy belated, young king.
Salute to you.
Thank you, sir. Hope you guys have a great time Saturday. I'm going to say this. My prediction, 28-20, Falcons.
Yeah.
Jeff Okuda. Listen, check me out. Jeff Okuda, big-time interception as a Falcon. That boy is a dog. Y'all don't sleep on Jeff Okuda now. He's 26. I think I seen something that he was 26 out of all, ranked number 26 out of the cornerback. He came back balling, came back with a vengeance. I'm definitely taking the Falcons, 28-17, 28-20, something like that. We got that one. Again, have a great weekend, brother. I appreciate all you do, brother. I appreciate your show, man. You're killing it, brother. Keep it going.
Hey, appreciate that, Haitian Dave. Much love to you, brother. Appreciate the birthday shout-outs for my brother and his son, my nephew, as well. So thank you for that, my guy. Appreciate you. And I like it. I like it, Haitian Dave. Interception from Jeff Okuda really cements his spot here in the ATL, because – again, he has been playing very well, and Haitian Dave gave you a little nugget there. He saw where he's ranked 26 amongst the cornerbacks right now. So again, Jeff Okuda, like Haitian Dave said, he came back and he's been balling ever since he came back from injury, honestly. So he's been playing well, and hopefully he can get himself an interception. I would love to see that, and obviously 28-20 win for the Falcons. I'll take it, Haitian Dave. I'll take it. So I appreciate you calling up, homie. Appreciate the love as well. All right, one more here before we talk to the morning shift. Let's head out to Atlanta still. Let's go to Ramil. Ramil is calling up. He wants to get in the game. Ramil, what you got for me?
What's going on, boss?
Not much, boss.
Hey, everybody at the station keep, like, putting out the question, like, how much faith you got in Will Ritter? How much longer should we let him play?
Yeah.
I don't think that's – I think the real question is how much faith we got in Arthur Smith. How much longer should we put up with Arthur Smith? Mm. I heard people at the radio say he's an offensive genius. Where's the evidence to that? In what situation has he ever developed a quarterback? I mean, he had a great running game in Tennessee, but right. That's Derrick Henry. He can do that with or without him. Right. I think that's the real question, how much patience we got in Arthur Smith. I think the Kyle Shanahan had the same personnel, his offense will be humming. It's ironic, the defensive side of the ball is balling up, but Arthur Smith ain't got nothing to do with the defensive side of the ball, though. He ain't touching that at all. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we need to start looking at the coach instead of the quarterback, just the quarterback. My prediction is probably 21-17 Bucks.
I appreciate it, Ramil. And look, I definitely understand where you're coming from because, again, Arthur Smith, he has plenty of blame in that last game as well. So I get it. And as far as this offense goes, again, it's not all on Desmond Ridder, but I also don't think it's also on Arthur Smith. I mean, Desmond Ridder does have to play better. That interception he had in the end zone, that's all on Desmond Ridder. I mean, there's nothing you can really say to necessarily defend Desmond Ridder. You got to throw it out of the back of the end zone if nothing is there. So I get it. There is frustration with Arthur Smith as well. And, you know, there could be some questions about him. We thought, you know, with his background and what he did in Tennessee, we thought the offense would be humming a little bit better. But, again, he is still trying to mold and develop a young quarterback as well. So, again, I think we do need a little bit more patience with both of these guys as well. We got to remember, Arthur Smith is still a young head coach. I mean, there are things he's still trying to learn as head coach. He's, what, in year three as a head coach? Because he was a first-time head coach when he came to Atlanta. So I think we forget sometimes that Arthur Smith is still a young head coach himself. I mean, this is only his third year out here, you know what I'm saying? So, again, hopefully both Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder have a better showing, and we shall see on Sunday. As far as my score prediction goes, I'll give you mine real quick before we talk to the morning shift. I think the Falcons get not one but two interceptions against Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go ahead and say they get a fumble recovery as well. Give me three turnovers for the Falcons defense. And as far as the offense, I like Haitian Dave's number at 28. Give me 28-24. Falcons win it, and they get themselves a good road victory. Their first road victory since week three of last year in Seattle, and they take sole possession of first place of the NFC South. And we're having a good day on Monday, you know what I'm saying? But that's it for the most of the this Friday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll come back, talk to the morning shift, Rob Tribble, who again tried to come in here and fight me earlier. Nah, it was all good, though. And Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll talk to them, chop it up with them, see what they got coming up on a Friday edition of the morning shift. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.